So warm welcome to the podcast. And in this episode, we are really looking at spirit attachment symptoms. And I kind of really wanted to bring this to the fore and talk about this because there are more and more of us that are dealing with mental health issues. And then there are another set of experiences that more of us are really sort of dealing with real negative thoughts, shifting into hearing voices. And this seems to be an experience that more and more people are reaching out. And I have, if you haven't already seen, or you might want to have a little look, I shared an experience I had in 2022, and I documented some symptoms, patterns, and how we can sort of really understand, you know, when we are having something like this, well, what's really going on? Because it's really confusing. It can really catch you off guard. And as you can imagine, with this kind of topic, nobody really wants to talk about it. There's an element of shame, embarrassment, fear that you're going to be completely judged or even labelled as being crazy. So when I shared what happened to me and my experience, I took a gulp because I know that this is huge. And especially if you are having a spiritual journey, when you're sort of living in alignment, if you like, with your path, your purpose, you're becoming more aware of yourself, and then bang smack, you kind of get these really sort of difficult and challenging experiences. Sometimes we are aware and sometimes we're not. And this is the reason why I'm going to be talking about some symptoms, so that you can gain some clarity. Now, it might mean that you're going through something similar to this that we're going to talk about. You're observing a family member or a friend. And, you know, when you're looking at it from the outside, it's worrying. And, of course, this space here, I am not referring to anything medical or anything like that. I'm really focusing here on really what's happening in our thoughts and our mind, and what's really going on, who's behind the voices. So don't go anywhere, stay with me, and let's just share some of these things together. Okay, so like I mentioned, this is really focusing on some symptoms. So the reason why I wanted to focus on some symptoms is that we can gain a level of clarity and kind of try and piece together what is going on with us, because if you are experiencing this or you're observing someone, it's very confusing. You are very bamboozled. You do not have a peaceful mind. There's a lot of talking and a lot of negative stuff that is going on for either yourself or, like I said, if you're watching somebody that's going through this. And I really wanted to share the perspective of really an energetic and spiritual explanation. And there is a very good reason why that I want to really add weight to help people. Because I think with this kind of experience or mental health decline, it's something's wrong with us. There's something wrong in the brain, the mind. And of course, then we go and we sort of look at how we can try and deal with this. But like I said, it wasn't until I had my experience in 2022 that I was to see things very differently from the inside out. It's almost like whatever was going on for me, but I was also able to observe how my family were observing it, and the terror and the fear that was really going on for them. So this is really gonna help and really help us to sort of just try and sort of clear up some of these sort of mysteries. What brings it on? Because it's true, we do have Many things that pull our mental health down: depression, feeling low, losing someone, bereavement. And you know, and I'm sure like you, when you're listening to this, you've had experiences like that. And it's fair to say that if anything traumatic happens to us, it's almost like it is a result that we are going to feel low, that we are going to feel depressed. You know, there is a, if something happens to us, it's an effect, and that can cause us to feel very low. What I'm referring to here is a little bit different. And that's why I wanted to sort of really talk about four symptoms. Because for the first symptom, symptom number one, this is really all about thoughts. Negative thoughts and intrusive thoughts. So, negative thoughts. We all get them where they're not of high vibration. And sometimes, some days you feel lower than others. So we understand what negative thoughts are. These kind of thoughts, and why it's quite a noticeable symptom, these are very intrusive. Now, the best way I can describe this, it's having thoughts that have been pushed into the mind. Now, we know what it's like with the mind. You can sort of think about one thing, it triggers an emotion, and you could start off feeling a certain way, and then you can really feel low. Music can do that to us. We can listen to something really low, and it sort of compounds us. So there's like a chain of reaction. But with this symptom, negative thoughts are pushed, inserted into the mind. Now, these thoughts are random. Their thoughts are always negative. The trajectory is never anything upbuilding. Now, when this is happening, and this is really why I wanted to discuss this, so that we can help each other out with this and really get to sort of what's causing it, they're going 10 to the dozens. You're not able to think clearly, because everything is very negative. Now, something else as well is, we talked about the negative trajectory, but some of the things are quite hard when we are listening, as we sort of presume these are thoughts of our mind. So, for example, a lot of people report that they're either saying or hearing negative thoughts about themselves. You're this, you're that, you're ugly, and you know, and it just goes on. These thoughts will attack them physically, emotionally, and mentally and spiritually. You'll be able to get thoughts that will be shoved straight in there for something you did as a child or something that happened to you the other day. And there'll be a culmination of random thoughts that are coming in. These thoughts can also extend to saying or hearing hurtful thoughts about a loved one. And it's going to be really tricky, because you're thinking, why am I even thinking like that? And it can be really alarming. And hence, we don't even know who can we talk to about this for fear that we're not going to be labelled. And that's why this space is really important for us to identify what is really happening with these experiences. Some of these thoughts can actually be on such a negative trajectory, it wants you to either to harm yourself or harm somebody else. Harm a pet, harm a family member, harm yourself. And that can play out in many ways. And when you're having that constant negative, it wears you down. It gives you an energy drain, and it's non-stop, and it can be really, really overwhelming. something else that these negative thoughts sort of shift in nature. They become even bigger than reality, or they can become our reality. Then we start seeing events unfold, horrific things that can happen, an accident, you, and they're really quite sort of abstract. The mind is almost like hallucinating, and that's how it can feel, and it all becomes very sort of noisy and continually saying something or something negative. So I'm going to give you just a little bit of pause there, because what is really noticeable about these negative thoughts or these intrusive thoughts, they're not going to be yours. They don't feel like yours. And this is really important, because when you're going through it, you don't know if you're on foot or horseback, because there's so much coming up. It gets very enmeshed and we don't really kind of know what's going on. So it's really important to understand that these thoughts are very random. They're very abstract. You are remembering and having inserted into your mind all sorts of stuff that might have happened that creates sadness, overwhelm, and guilt. So can you see what's happening? And if you've been through it, you'll be probably nodding by now, that these thoughts, you almost don't recognize them as your own, because they're so out there, they're so directed. And this brings us to our second symptom, when the thought turns into a voice and the voice embodies a character. So I'm going to say that again. When the thoughts turn into a voice and the voice really embeds into a character. This one's really quite interesting. So let's look at that in a little bit more depth. So this is really an interesting one. And I observe this happening. And I observe this from time to time, from day to day when I went through this. And I've heard this from other people. You see, you've got these thoughts, they're banging away and they're telling you, as we talked about, you know, the negative stuff. And then we then start to realise there's a voice. It's almost like the thought becomes independent. It sort of shifts into hearing a voice. Something else happens with that voice. They then start turning into a character. Now, this is a very interesting one, because this is where it adds, if you like, weight to the whole experience, because it's so sort of like part of us, but again, it's very different, because the lack of quality, if you like, or the quality of the thoughts are so low in vibration and so negative. And quite often, and this is a pattern, and we're going to do patterns on the next one, but really I just want to focus right now on the symptoms. And one of the things that I notice is that this voice can turn into someone either that we care about, a loved one, or if we're on our religious belief, it turns into Jesus, or it can turn into another religious person. Now, if you're on your spiritual journey, it then looks like spirit guides, or it might look like an angel or a master and teacher. Now, this was my experience. And the minute that happens, there's a shift. We get hooked. So once we get hooked, then there is an emotion, and then we've got an attachment going there. You know, if it's a loved one, if it's Jesus Christ or a saint, an angel, spirit guide, then we're in for the ride. Because when we've got to that, then we start trusting, then we start listening, and then that brings us on to the next kind of phase in this symptom, is that we believe what we're being told. And some of the things that they tell and can state for you to do are never in our best interest. They'll always have something negative of either ourselves, harming, or whatever, how that plays out. So the thought then turns into a voice, and then it turns sort of into a character. So this is something really interested, and with working with many clients and also through my own experience, we then really sort of start with our clairs. We become really sharpened. We really then start seeing faces. We start really hearing the voice crystal clear. We then start sensing, feeling, and knowing. And even though we might think something's off, we've got the hook there, because we think it's somebody that cares about us, or they love us, or we are in that position where we want to do the best. And we can start seeing a picture of who that voice belongs to in our mind's eye. Now, that might be something that you've heard. Maybe you've asked your friend if you've managed to get to have those kind of more sobering and deeper conversations. Or maybe if it's yourself, you'll know what that looks like. You'll get an image. And from that image, then something else happens. There's another voice. And then before you realize it, you've got quite a few voices that are embodying their thoughts, which we think is ours. And then we've got this whole negative, loud, noisy space that's going on in our head. But you'll be able to see in your mind's eye, and some people that are clairvoyant will see that manifested. So this can be really alarming. It then adds weight. It then makes us feel that this stuff is real, though it's in our mind, but it's real. And then we are kind of on that slippery slope. And this brings us to the third symptom that I wanted to share with you. So this third symptom, and I'm going to be brave enough to talk about it, because this comes up time and time again. And this is all about inappropriate language and sexual content from these individuals. And I did think about whether to bring this up in this podcast, but you know what? I'm just going to talk about it, because it is happening. It is a thing. And this is quite interesting, because when I hear other people's experience, and when this came up, I knew something was wrong. I thought, this is weird. Guides, Jesus Christ, your religious figure, or your saint, or your master teacher, your aunt, they don't go to this level. They do not talk about that, or insinuate, or even use that kind of language to that degree. And even though this can be going on, by this time we're quite weakened when we have, because it falls in cycles. It's almost like we go through episodes where this can be so draining, and then to add on this something so personal. And this is where we can be asked to do really inappropriate things. And I just want you to know that if this is happening, this is not really from an energy, or from whoever you think it is that would be really sort of pushing you, and worse still, coercing you into something you do not want to do. And we are at right to refuse. So if something like this is happening and it's intrusive to that level, then I just want you to realise, you know, and I want to sort of shine that light that this is not anything that is certainly from the light. It is not from a spirit guide. It's not from an archetype. It's not from a guide, an angel, because they just don't operate like that. So you're well within your right to sort of say no, and however that is playing out with you, because it is inappropriate. The language and some of the visuals that can come with it is often shocking, or it just makes you feel completely drained. It's almost like you've got a battle on your hand. And you don't know if you're coming or going, and it can feel really isolating. So I wanted to bring that up because most of all the ones that are going through something like this, that's where the embarrassment is. Because you really don't understand it. You have no idea why this would even be coming up. So I want you to know that this is not from anyone from a positive spiritual realm that would behave in that way, even though they will say, mine used to say, oh, you've forgotten, this is what we do. And I was like, is it? This does not make sense to me. And so I just think it's important that we know that's kind of the lengths, if you like, of this kind of energy and attachment will still stoop to. So another symptom that I'd like to share with you, and that's more to do with the effects it will have on you. So with this symptom, the effect that it will have on you, it will completely drain you. You'll be exhausted, and it will show up as mental health. Even though there is an energetic spiritual explanation behind it, it will show up as part of something that's happened as in your mental health. Because with this kind of episode, it goes in cycles. It peaks and then it lies low and it sort of gets a little bit better. We think that we're all right, oh, our mind is better now. And then it will boom, rear its ugly head again. So it's gonna really show up. You're gonna feel low. You're gonna feel really quite depressed. It's very isolating. It can make you feel that something is wrong with you, but you don't understand why. You don't understand why there is any of this happening to us. So we keep it to ourselves and we don't talk about it. And then we carry this shame around that all this is going on. And something happens when we do that. We then start drawing away from everybody. We then start thinking something's really wrong with us. And then we don't talk about it. We're too embarrassed. How can we even start a conversation like that? So this is something that will have an adverse effect and affect your mental health. Now, some of the ways it does that is that it will be non-stop. Can you imagine somebody speaking to you all the time and several of them? Now, if you go into a busy space, and some people, and I know for me as well, I mean, I'm quite sensitive. If you go out and there's a lot of noise, you've got somebody going on at you like that all the time. It's exhausting. You don't even know what to do. So you end up sort of like checking out. And then all the talking's going on. And then we are really almost like a form of not even recognising ourselves. It's like a shell because there is just so much going on. There's also our sleep that gets really interrupted. Now, there is, like I said, sleep interruption, but you might have difficulty going to sleep because there's so much noise in the head, so much talking. And if you do go to sleep, then you will have horrible situations where you'll be jolted out of sleep. Now, I experienced that. It was awful. Where you're jolted out of the most deepest of sleep, and then there's a lot of noise, instructions, do this, do that, blah, 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 blah. And then the whole thing then starts back up in its pattern. And, you know, sleep deprivation, not getting to sleep or being woken up like that, not having enough sleep, that really affects our mental health. So I'm going to pause a bit there. Maybe that is something that has happened to you. And it's got to obviously accompany with all the other things that we've mentioned. Because when we put them all together, we get a very particular picture. It paints something which is really not the norm. This is not insomnia. This is not when we go to sleep, we wake up, or we're troubled, we're going through something. This is very specific, and it will always be accompanied from the voices, the negative trajectory, and there will be a spiral of going down. So the other thing I want to add into that is that there will be times where it's really bad, and then for absolutely no reason, it just disappears. And we think we're back to normal. And then something happens and it's all back on again. And you know, this is something that I observed for a good year and a bit, where I was able to sort of see what was going on from the inside. So this is a couple of symptoms. They're very specific. This is not your normal low period. This is accompanied with very specific symptoms, and that's the negative thoughts. These are so negative, they become intrusive. They're random. They are shocking. And some of the things that they can also bring up is phobias. Had a lot of people talk about things appearing, and you think they're in the reality, but actually it's in your mind's eye. I too experience that. I talk about that in the blog. So if you want to find out a little bit more, you want to find out some of the other very, very specific telltale signs and symptoms, then please have a look at that article. I shall leave it below. And I really want to encourage those. It's going to take a bit of bravery, and I understand the topic around this, but does this make sense? Is this something you have experienced, or is it something that your friend or a family member or someone else has going through this? And that's really the reason why I'm bringing this to the fore, talking about it, because we think it's our mind in these quite extreme situations and this kind of a type of experience. But what I saw on the inside was very, very real. This was a non-stop energetic entity talking all the time. And I had about four of them, and I could see them, and I could see how they operated. And that's why I took pen to paper when I was going through, so that I could, didn't know I was going to share it, because I really felt quite a bit, oh dear, this is quite personal. But I think it's important, because with something like this, we don't understand what's happening. You know, and this might be a little bit sort of too far-fetched for some people. It might be a little bit sort of like, not sure. And I'm also very clear, we cannot attribute a lot of mental health to attachments. And I don't buy into that. I don't feel that that is the case. But when they are accompanied with this type of experience, this is very, very different. It's got a different energy, and there is a couple of patterns that are really like clockwork. And that's why I put pen to paper and I made sure that I documented as much as I could, because I knew at some point that this would come handy and just need to sort of figure out, when we're going through something like this, what is behind it. So in our modern world, where it's not necessarily focused on the energetic and spiritual, this can seem a little bit out there. And for some, it might be a little bit too much. But if you're going through it, one of the things, and when I'm working with clients, they knew something wasn't right. They knew that there was a part of them that was still there, but what was going on around them was coming in a way that they hadn't quite got a dialogue, or they couldn't perhaps understand what it is. And when you're going through something like this, you have claircognizance, clairsentient, and you have clairvoyance and clairaudience, because this is how we're made. We're spiritual beings having a physical human life. And it's not until we become aware that there are other energies, other entities around us, that then we can then start putting two and two together. And I think with something like this experience, it's realizing it's not us. And what I mean by it's not us, I'm saying it's not our mind playing tricks, or there's something wrong with the brain, or we are really, that's it, we're sort of labelled crazy. This helps us just to understand our experience, and then we have a choice on how we can work through it. But one of the most incredible steps is a very small step, and I'm going to cover that on another podcast, where we're going to look at something very simple that I put into place. And when that happened, they knew that I knew, and things started to taper off. And it took me some time where I turned down the clairaudience of negative entities and what I could hear. It did take me time, but I just thought to myself, okay, we can do this. One of the first things that we need to understand is make sense of our experience. Hence, that's why I wanted to speak about some symptoms. And if you want some more symptoms, you want to sort of have a little bit more thought on, a little bit more to go into, then please have a look at the link that's got the blog, and you can read a bit more. Now, part two, we're going to do that on the next podcast. That is all about patterns and who is behind the voices and their reason why they want to stick around, and why their intentions are so negative. So please hit the subscribe button. I'd love to share that with you. Please also follow along. I've got some Reiki sessions that are so helpful when we connect to the light. And I just really want to let you know that to get out of these kind of experiences, we have the ability to do that. It's just that we need to understand, what is this? What is this experience? Who's behind it? And then we can move forward. And how we move forward, that's entirely up to each individual. But at least now we can make sense of this type of experience. Like I said, please do hit the subscribe button, follow along. If you're interested in doing a 21 days meditation challenge, then you might want to have a look at that. Or you just come out of something like this, you've done a ceremony and you've managed to release and get yourself out, because we can do that, then you might want to really strengthen and raise your vibration. And there is no other way than connecting in with the light that already exists in you. And then we connect in with the divine source energy, that white light, because that is going to be the way that we move forward from anything like this. So it's been lovely to speak with you, and I hope you found this information helpful, a little bit of clarity. And if it's happening, or you know someone it's happening to, that we can just put a couple of things together, start looking at it from a different perspective. You make your mind and how this resonates. But there will be a part in you that will resonate with this, because we are all here and we are connected to the light. So I look forward to speaking with you next time. So do take care, and bye for now.